Okay, this is Rabbi Shlomo Keir speaking. And we're going to learn Likutei Halachot from Rabbi Natan, Nat Hashem, the second volume of Orach Chaim. Page 174, Hilchot Birkot HaReiya Uvarachot Pratiyot, Halacha Hey, Ot Hey, letter Hey. So Rabbi Natan writes, Ve'al ken tzrichim. להיזהר מאוד לקום בכל לילה בחצות ולבכות הרבה הבנותיו שמעכב בניין בית המקדש כדי להכניע רעה עין על ידי זה וכנ"ל. Therefore, because of the situation that we're in right now, we need to be very careful to get up חצות as every night to cry a lot about our sins. That because of my sins, that's why Beis HaMikdash is not built yet. You get up at so, right, Yaakov? You go to sleep when? 7? 8? We have tomorrow?
Depends on what I can.
Shemakev binyam et ha-mikdash kedei la'achnia hara'ayin al-edei zeh. Through this crying over someone's sins, right? And the more one... he cares about it, the more he can get to cry. You can't force yourself to cry, Rabbeinu writes. Rabbeinu says, you can't force yourself to cry. If you come to crying, you come to crying. If not, you can't force it to come. You can do also, it says in the Kubalim say, that even if you can't cry, make a voice of crying. Oh, what's going to be? Oh. Yeah, sometimes it causes the person to... can't. Through this crying, anyways, it nullifies this bad eye that we have. Kadesh Yuchal, that through this, that because we have the bad eye, we don't remember there's Hashem, we don't remember there's a world to come. So if we cry a lot and we nullify this bad eye that we have, then we'll be able to remind ourselves every day that there's Olam Haba. Now this is the order from Rabbeinu. Ki techef kshekamim me'ashena. Right away, when you get up from the sleep, tzrichim. This goal, miyad, you must remember immediately. Ba'olam haba, that there's a next world. Just say again. Ki techev kshekamim me'ashena. Immediately, right away, when you get up from your sleep, tzrichim nizkor miyad, you need to remember immediately. Ba'olam haba, that there's a world to come. Aval hara'ayin, the bad eye, mevalbel mapil shiricha. It confuses us and it throws us into forgetfulness, that we forget that there's a new world to come. So because that, Al-Kem Tzrichin lakum b'chatzot, therefore we have to get up chatzot, ulashlich rosho l'achorav, to throw his head back. This is like a phrase of the phrase for being ulargish heitev merirat nafsho, and to feel deeply the bitterness of himself. Ad sheyivkeh al edei zeh, that through this he'll be able to cry. If he feels the bitterness, he'll be able to cry. Like someone who why don't we cry about our sins? Because we don't feel the bitterness. If we'll feel the bitterness, we'll cry. If someone dies in the family, someone feels the bitterness very much and he cries. Right? But we don't feel the bitterness of the avonot. That's why you have to get up chatzot and cry about avonot. It's another reason to cry. I don't feel anything, I don't know. Rabbi Natan writes in the Kutet Filo that even if I would have felt even a little bit of my avonot, I couldn't even live for a moment. If I would have felt a bit of what my sins are, I wouldn't be able to live even for a moment. So it's also a chesed Hashem does us, we can't feel it yet. But a person is supposed to grow into feeling. It's a matter of self mudaut atzmi, to knowing yourself. I'm going to say that self and intuition, like
self awareness.
That's the word. Self awareness, exactly. Because the whole world is so much confuses us. The whole world's confusing us. Everything in the world is confusing us, and we're not aware to ourselves. That's why now we bodedut. Gives us more awareness of ourselves.
Insensitive.
What?
Insensitive.
We're very insensitive.
Insensitive.
We're very insensitive, right? We're very insensitive. But if someone doesn't bother to do it, it gets more sensitive. And especially if he gets up chatzot and does then. Because then, Avinu says, what's the specialty of getting up chatzot, doing then Hidvodut? You know, Rav Levitzer Bender, he did 2 hours Hidvodut. He used to do an hour at night and an hour in the day. In 24 hours, he used to do 2 hours always.
Now, what time period was he in?
He died in 1989, he lived for 93 years. Rav Levitzer Bender. He started off in Poland, he lived in Russia and Ukraine in Uman for 30 years between the First World War and the Second World War. And then during the Second World War he fled to the East, to the Stans, wherever, Kurdistan, wherever he was, Kazakhstan. And at the end of the war he went to Germany, to the American refugee camps. And then from there he came to Israel in 1951 or something like that. He lived here in Mass Shalim till his last day. He died in his house. Mass Shalim?
He created Breslov
after the war. Because after the war, before the war, there was thousands of Breslovers in Poland. In Uman, not so much. There were also hundreds. But in the Ukraine, there were maybe thousands. But in Poland, there was a big, huge crowd of Breslovers. And they were all wiped out, of course, by the Nazis. And there was hardly any Breslov. There was one little Breslov shul falling apart. Here, it was one something here. There was one in Shari Chesed, that's all. It wasn't like today. And he came to Israel, and he made it happen. He made it happen. So what were we saying? So why does Rabbeinu say that we have to? What's this chatzot doing? Buddhist after at night. We build it at night or early in the morning. Very early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Why? What's so special about those times? It says that all day, people are running after their taivas, and in the world, I learned this from someone. There's vibrations. The whole world is vibrations, right? So when people are doing negative actions, there's negative vibrations in the world. And it interferes your hibbaludut, it interferes your thoughts. You can't focus well. But after chatzot, most people are sleeping. So there's less interfering in the vibrations. That's why it's better to go to the field. There's another reason why it's good to go to the field. A place where not a lot of people are living, because then there's less vibrations there and you can be more concentrated and work more harder. The best place is go to the desert. Desert, the forest. Yeah. So, validize it through this awakening at night and doing this vodut. Mamshichin al atzmok dushat Mashiach. If one could draw on himself the holiness of Mashiach, the dusha of Mashiach. The main nullifying of this bad eye that one has on him, it's from the tzaddik, from Mashiach. It's written that anyone who mourns over Yerushalayim, he merits to see inner happiness, the happiness of Yerushalayim. How does one mourn on the destruction of Beis Hamikdash? So we said he mourns on himself. He mourns on his actions. That's the main work. Because I tell you, until I came to Rav Arush, I knew Breslov at all. I didn't know, what do you do on Tisha B'Av? Even the first year I came here, I didn't understand, what do you do on Tisha B'Av? I don't know what Tisha B'Av is. How do I mourn on Tisha B'Av? How? Okay, we don't have this. We don't really understand what we don't have this. I mean, we're living our life. It was 2,000 years ago. So that was one year he was saying that it's the mourning is about me, but lack of the light of the tzaddik in the world, because that people don't do tshuva. That's a mourning about me that I'm not doing tshuva, because of me the business is not here. Me, I'm the problem. Then the person comes to cry. Rav Arush's son, he reads the Echa, he cries. Oh, Echa, he cries. Rav Arush, he has a pile of tissues. It's a tzaddikim, Rav Arush. Just to see it is amazing.
You read it here?
Come.
Maybe.
What?
Pre-banets.
Of course. Pre-banets. And then they say, Kiyon de Duchatzot. And in Adam Yilcha.
Here?
Here, yeshiva downstairs in the shul. They move all the benches away. Bring your little stool or bring yourself a cushion or whatever you want to sit on. Let's Hashem, we won't do that. At least Amigdash Mashiach is going to come.
Amen.
But, yeah. Dehainu, Shemamshich alatzmo simchat ha-geula, when someone does this crying about a sin, he draws on himself the happiness of the redemption that will be through Mashiach. Because we said already, Rabbi Natan said, there's two ways, there's two Mashiachs, right? Even yesterday, Rabbi Natan. There's in general and in private. One could have his own Mashiach come. Rabbi Natan said, my Mashiach came already. Validei zeh, through this crying and his sins, he becomes happy because of that. He joins the happiness of the Geula. Oh, I want to get close to Hashem. It's the biggest happiness in the world. If someone has a, I want to be close to Hashem. Through this, one will come to remember and to remind himself all the time, well, that there is a world to come. And that's what it says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Right? And the passage says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, console my nation, the people. Why twice Nachamu? Nachamu Ami. Why Nachamu, Nachamu Ami? So, Rabbi Natan explains, two Nachamot. One Nachamu for the private, and Nachamu for the general. Right? In general, we have to remember that there's a world to come. And in private, that Hashem, in every little detail that happens to us, He reminds us that there's a world to come. Two Nachamus. Two Nachamus we have. One, in general, we have to remember that there's a world to come every time we get up in the morning. And second, that every little detail that's happening to our lives in thought and speech or in action is to remind us that there's a world to come. Ki zichron olam haba ikar nechama. Remembering the next world, that's the main consolation of a man. Consolation of a man is, what's the main nechama of a person in the world? Is when he remembers there's a world to come. What are you sad about? What are you sad about? There's a world to come.
He's always doing that. Does that mean that the Mashiach has come for him?
Yeah,
that's what it means.
Yeah, the person always does that. He's a Mashiach. It says in the pasuk, "Dabu alev Yerushalayim." Dabu alev Yerushalayim. No song. Talk about. Yeah, no, talk about. Talk to the heart of the Jew of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Talk on his heart. When you talk, you remind yourself. Right? You get your heart back. Talk about the heart of Yerushalayim, right? Ze kol korei b'midbar panu derech Hashem. Haynu haremazim bepratiyut. Shemi shemesim libo el haremazim ushomea kol hakedusha korei gam b'midbar panu derech Hashem. So we said in general, one has to remember, and also, it says in the pasuk, Kol kore b'midbar panu derech Hashem. A voice calling in the desert. Panu derech Hashem. Remove the place. Remove the way. Clear up the way for Hashem. Someone who is in a level that he could realize about the thoughts, about the speech, about the actions that are happening around him, and how is Hashem reminding him to return to him, that there's a new world to come. Someone who could do that, such a thing, even the desert, even anywhere, he could see Hashem. Panu, that's a kol kol, the voice of Kedusha, even in the desert, Panu derech, Hashem is here, wherever he is in life. Even if he's in the lowest place, in the highest place, taking everything, Rabbi Natan always takes everything for practical, of course. The pasuk says, in the desert, what does the desert mean? My desert. You know the story with Rav Moshe Feinstein about Kotler, about going to America?
About Kotler.
You know the story?
What time period is this?
Before the war, before the Second World War. 1930s.
1930s, okay.
After the Nazis got up already, I think. So, Abraham Kotler has gone already to America. And Moshe Feinstein, he couldn't decide if to go to Israel or go to America. So he did a Goral Agra. You know what Goral Agra is? It's a special Goral,
lottery,
a special lottery they do with a special Chumash, which has nothing on it besides the Chumash, which is a Collins. And he asks a question, and you open the book, and the answer is supposed to be, and it's, you open it seven times, there's a certain way you do it. I don't know the whole thing. So he opened it, and it said there, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. This is the pasuk. Hashem said to Moshe, Lech likrat Aaron achicha hamidbara. Go towards your brother Aaron to the desert. Where is there a desert? Eretz Yisrael was a lot of Torah. Where is the desert? In those days, in America, there's no Torah there. That's a desert. That's not Houston. Desert is a spiritual desert. So he got a clear answer. Go to America. That's what I went to America. Not for people to say, oh, you see, you're in motion with America.
He didn't think, oh, there's lots of desert in there. He said, oh, I should go to the desert.
No, not saying that.
He
said, go to
Israel. Desert too. Spiritual.
A lot less than in America. A lot less than in America. A lot more here than in America.
There were more Jews in America. First, there came no religious to Israel. 39.
Yeah, not still, but still in America, in those days, in 1930, there was nothing. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, when he came to America before the war, he started the bit of things in Judaism. People came in the 20s, they had no jobs, they used to get fired every other week, you know. Anyway, it says they go towards Aaron. Anyway, the desert is also a spiritual desert. So when someone is feels that in a spiritual desert, but he's looking for what Hashem is hinting for me, what Hashem want from me, how do I go from here? Even in the worst situation, he'll find Hashem. He'll find Hashem, that's what the pasuk says. Ki Hashem itbarach metzamtzem atzmo me'en sof ad ein tachlit. Because Hashem, he constricts himself from the highest place to the lowest. No, there's no spirituality at all, where there's just physical. Dehainu mitachlit, tachlit ha'ma'ala, ad she'i efshar lador b'zeh klal, shu b'chinat ein sof. From the highest point, which is ein sof. And so, can you understand what that means? Pchinat reisha de kol dargin, the head of all levels, ad en tachlit shu pchinat sof de kol dargin, to the lowest level. And Hashem, he constricts himself down to there. Shafilu mi sheyered ad en tachlit she en ketz liyredetu. Big chizuk. Even one, he's gonna fall. He can go down to the lowest places where it's the lowest of lowest of lowest of lowest. You feel there, Moshe, right? Me too. I also feel there. B'chinat v'teret plaim emelachem la, like it says in the pasuk, she went down so much we can't imagine. There's no hope. There's no consolation for the soul. Gam sham, also over there, mitzamtzem atzmo, Hashem can construct himself even over there, even more. B'chazdo, you think laser was made up now in the previous years? It's from Hashem, laser. Hashem, when the lowest places, Rabbeinu explains in Kitei Moharan, Hashem shines himself in the very thin light, but it penetrates a lot more. It's like a laser, you know, it's thin light, but it penetrates more. So, Hashem does. Bechazdo, with his kindness, Umeir gam sham remazim lashuv elav v'kanal, and also there, he gives hints to how to return to Hashem. Ba'aledei zeh be'emet sof kol sof yizku kol Yisrael ashuv elav yitbarach. And through this, through knowing this, all of Israel will merit to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כמו שכתוב, עשיתי את השם וחוקתי תלכו. It says, and I did that you will go in my ways. What does that mean? Everything I do is in order for you to go in my ways. Whenever Hashem does to a man, a person, a human on this earth, is how, so in order for him to return to Hashem. Zeo, period. No such thing as you're being pushed away from Hashem. It's all dimyono. I'll tell you, Chava was giving us a class once. That it's all imagination. Our whole life is an imagination. It's all imagination. Even faith is imagination. Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an imagination. It's in our heads. It's in our head. What's the difference? So Rabbeinu says there's something called Berur HaMedame, clarifying the imagination. It's a clear imagination. It's a true imagination. It's an imagination. It's a clear and true imagination. Understand? It's deep. Well, because Emunah, you what? What Emunah? Where's Hashem? Show me. It's here. We feel Hashem. He's with us. Every second. We talk to him. What do you mean? He's with us. You know, I told you the joke already about the... I told you the joke. I was the best ever. These two guys. This guy who's not a bastard. He's arguing with the secular guy. If there's Hashem, there's no Hashem. They're having argument, giving him proofs, and he's disproving him and everything. So this best of it goes by him. Just get back from the field. And he says, what are you guys arguing about? No, we know. We're saying, is there Hashem? Is there Hashem? I'm giving him proof. This. What are you arguing about? I just spoke to him. Talk to Hashem, Habibi. He's with us in our lives. Yeah. So everything Hashem does hints for us how to return to Him. Everything Hashem does, it's hints for us how to return to Him. No such thing as you being pushed away from Hashem. Rabbeinu writes in Kutei Maharan, "V'nidme lo shemarchikim oto," and it seems to him, according to his imagination, that from Shamayim they're pushing him away and they don't want him to return to Hashem. Everything that's happening to you is in order for you to get close to Hashem. Everything. Sometimes you see that here you can't daven well and you can't learn well and you're not going so well. It doesn't look like getting close to Hashem. What does that mean, getting close to Hashem? So Rav Aruch told us, what's success in the world? What's considered being successful? Knowing Hashem. Nullifying yourself and putting Hashem there. Instead of I, put Hashem. So if you are not learning well, not davening well, not doing well spiritually, right? Whatever it is. Or not spiritually, but physically, whatever it is. You're not doing well. Even spiritually. And if you understand it's all from Hashem, so you're successful. You're a successful man. You understand this is from Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. This is a good situation for me. If only from here I could grow. If not this situation, I won't grow. What's the main thing? I should know if you would have given me all of what I think that I need, I would have fallen, I will forget Hashem. This way, I'm not forgetting Hashem. So I'm successful. It's awesome. Kitsu, bottom line, we're always successful. Everything's always good. Even when stuff are not going well in our eyes in this world, still it's good.
It's all for the best.
So for the best, and it is the best. That's when you're after the truth, but like we said.
Couldn't be better.
So, let's set up. So, we're going to stop over here, brother. Let's get that.